Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This song is called While We Cry. And a lot of tears being shed in Branson, Missouri, St. Louis County, Afton, where a couple who were on that duck boat yesterday who drowned are from, William Asher and Rose Heyman. Higginsville, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, Illinois, New Mexico, and Indiana, where one family lost 9 members. Tragedy at Table Rock Lake. And Jim Krasula is there covering it for CBS News. Jim, thank you for joining me on short notice.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. So what is the feeling in Branson this morning? I know it's a morning with very, very heavy hearts still.
Yeah, very much so. A lot of shock here, I think. You mentioned the victims. They range, Brian, in age from 1 to 76. 2 people, by the way, still in the hospital here in Branson. There are several people in the hospital, but 2 of them here in Branson are still in critical condition.
And what is the latest as far as the investigation goes? We've all seen the video, at least most of us have, of the really rough conditions at the time. There's the one video of a man standing on a dock saying, boy, we don't see this down here very often, if ever. What is the thought now as far as the big question, why was the boat out there?
Well, the investigation is still very preliminary. In fact, pretty just getting going. The National Transportation Safety Board put out a statement early this morning that they are now leading the investigation. No surprise there. The Coast Guard is also helping. There was a news conference, an initial news conference here late last night, with the NTSB investigators, Brian. Excuse me. And they're talking about looking, obviously, at the weather conditions. They're going to look at the boat. They're going to look at the boat operator. They are talking or will talk with survivors, with witnesses. The sheriff here in Stone County had a news conference earlier yesterday, and he said anyone who may have video, and there is video of conditions at the time, and apparently even the duck boat capsizing, they want that video sent to their Facebook page to be part of the investigation here.
And I saw where people have placed flowers on the van of the family from Indiana. And talk a little bit about the community and how they are responding to this tragedy.
There was a vigil here late last night, I would suspect the first of many here at Branson. And again, as you mentioned at the start of our discussion, obviously, very heavy hearts. Brian, this is eerily reminiscent to me of a duck boat accident I covered. And I didn't realize it has been nearly 20 years ago already, back in 1999 in Hot Springs, Arkansas, beautiful Hot Springs, Arkansas. A duck boat capsized there in a lake, killing 13 people. That had been the deadliest duck boat accident in U.S. history prior to this one here on Thursday night.
And there are claims by some, they're calling duck boats, you know, death traps. Are you hearing much talk about that from investigators or anybody else involved in this ongoing investigation?
Claire McClaskill, the senator, one of Missouri senators, was here yesterday, and she was talking about the facts that she wants to look at, see if there's anything that could be done legislatively in terms of preventing something like this from happening again. One of the issues, these duck boats, most of them, if not all of them, but most of them have a canvas cover. And in this case, as was the case, I remember, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, nearly 20 years ago, when these things flip over or capsize, in effect, that canvas cover really makes it very, very difficult for anyone to get out of them, to scramble out of them and try to get to the surface of the water if they can.
Right, you're basically trapped inside.
Yes.
And one of the questions is why the passengers were not wearing life jackets. We have heard one of the survivors say that the captain told everybody to stay in their seats and not grab their life jackets. But
that's
even
right.
With that canvas top, even if you have a life jacket on, it greatly reduces your chance of surviving.
Exactly, sure. Like you say, you're trapped in there, and I suspect that's what happened to several of the victims.
So what are we expecting to find out today? These investigations, as you know, can take a long time, maybe a year, maybe more. What are we expecting today?
As is often the case, Brian, the NTSB, the head of the GO team, they call it, last night said that probably within 2 or 3 weeks they will issue a very preliminary initial report, not in terms of what their findings are or recommendations to prevent something like this possibly happening again, but merely they'll look at, again, the conditions, the weather conditions, why that boat was out there. They'll talk to the operator. One of the two crew members on the tour boat did die. So, again, five of the victims from here in Missouri.
Well, and we know two from Afton, from the South St. Louis County area. So, Jim Krasula, thank you very much for joining us this morning here on Total Information AM. And I know it's a very tough story to cover.
Thanks, Brian. Always good to talk to you. Take care.
CBS's Jim Krasula here on Total Information AM on this Saturday morning. Again, 17 dead in that duck boat accident, including two from St. Louis County. William Asher and Rose Heyman were from Afton. They were a longtime couple who shared a home there. And as you look at their Facebook page, you can see that they were both dancers, ballroom-type dancing, it appears, and they and their family, their family and friends in deep mourning today, along with the relatives of the others who lost their lives in that accident at Table Rock Lake. It's now 6:57. We have the latest on that and all the other news coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.